In Hawaii, chocolate is used on everything from macadamia nuts to pineapples to flavoring Kona coffee. It usually is not Hawaiian chocolate, but that's changing. Some business leaders hope the state's agriculture economy can benefit because Hawaii is the only state with a climate temperate enough to make chocolate from native-grown crops. Kurt Nickisch visited Hawaii's Big Island.
A tiny chocolate factory outside Kailua Kona is the only place in America that commercially produces chocolate purely from American-grown cacao beans. Owner Bob Cooper is raking trays of the beans to dry in the tropical sun. When they're ready, he takes them inside to be roasted and processed. In one of the last steps, Cooper pours the chocolate into plastic molds. A vibrating table shakes out the air bubbles.
And then once it's in the molds, it's ready to be transported into the cooling room. Temperature, humidity, kind of control room.
Smells really good in here. Cooper says his chocolate's distinct flavor comes from the island's volcanic soil. Back outside, zebra doves are flitting through his one-acre orchard of cacao trees. Cooper and his wife produce just a few thousand pounds of the milky stuff each year. He says their operation is in the red.
We're not numbers people. People say, Bob, do you run the numbers on this? No. We're people of principle. It's here, it's God-given or Mother Nature-given, and we're simply just going to convey it to the populace using what is given to us as a gift.
But here's a number that has gotten the attention of numbers people, $7 per bar. Even at that price, Cooper's chocolate moves briskly off the shelves at the Kailua Candy Company downtown. As owner Kathy Smoot rings up two Japanese tourists, she says Cooper's chocolate sells because it's unique and alluring.
Because it's Hawaii. It's a gorgeous place. People are here on vacation. They're having a wonderful time. They experience the whole environment, and this is just another extension of that experience and a new one.
While Cooper plans to keep a small estate-grown operation, many think he's demonstrated there's a market for Hawaiian chocolate. And now the state government is pushing to make Hawaii a player in the global industry. State Representative Corin Ching believes cacao could rival sugarcane and pineapple in their heydays.
Chocolate could embrace agriculture and still have people on the land and yet be this excellent, high-quality product that is second to none internationally.
Late last year, Ching and other legislators authorized a $10 million loan to a local company that aims to plant 100,000 cacao trees in the Big Island region of Kohala. Here, in a Kohala rainforest, a long man-made ditch flows with mountain water.
Okay, guys, swing both your legs over.
A few dozen tourists climb onto inflatable rubber kayaks. This is no whitewater adventure. They'll float down this irrigation ditch through the fallow fields of old sugarcane plantations. Guide Adam Kaitoku says the region's economy could use a lift from chocolate.
Nowadays, being there's no sugar industry, people have a really hard time just finding jobs out here.
If the state chocolate plan works, this ditch will eventually provide water to new working cacao plantations, replacing the old Hawaiian standby sugarcane with another sweet crop. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.